So thank you very much. Before giving the floor to Odysseas Athanasiou to start his presentation, I would like to say a few words. I was kindly asked by Nikos and Olga to say a few words about the project of the Ellinikon. You know, what I believe is that each generation, especially after the Second World War and the total destruction of Greece after the German occupation, each generation had to give something to the country and make a step forward in growth, in prosperity for the community and for the country. In the 40s, as you very well know, after the end of Second World War, even during the Civil War, a young generation of entrepreneurs left the country and started shipping, what we know now as a major pillar of the Greek economy. So they started shipping, transporting goods around the globe. So they started as a small business. Slowly, slowly, it became a major pillar of the economy. Later in the 50s, it was the incentive, the initiative of the Greek state to start the reindustrialization of the economy, which helped tremendously the Greek economy and created growth for the community. Later, in the 60s and 70s, it was the tourism, the initiation of the tourism, and this is the second pillar of the Greek economy. And it started slowly. Gradually, it became a major sector of the Greek economy. And now, as we all know, it is growing with double digits year by, after year. In the 90s, in the 80s, we had the infrastructures after the adhesion of Greece in the European community at that time. And we had a lot of infrastructure works. Later, in the 2000s, we had the Olympic Games and the focus of the Greek economy and of the narrative of the Greek economy was to make the Olympic Games, which was, as you very well know, the biggest rebranding event ever happened for a country. As you know, until that time, Greece was considered to be a country where the relics of an ancient civilization could be found. And now we understand that things have changed. And as you very well know, until 2004, we had 8 million of tourists, and now we have 36 million of tourists. And as you understand, we are talking about a huge growth rate. Then crisis came, and then the government decided that the time came for the privatizations. At this moment, which was the darkest moment of the night, there was a lot of, let's say, reluctance by many to enter into privatizations. And there were only very few, one of them was Spiro Latsis, who were interested in investing in the country, had the vision, had the stamina, had the guts, let's say, to proceed, start an investment, which became the Ellinikon that we know very well. We are honored to have today with us Odysseas Athanasiou, who is the driving force behind this initiative. Odysseas has been with Lambda and has been the driving force behind the project of Ellinikon for many years. He has gone through the hole of the needle, as we call it in Greece. He has tried tremendously with different political situations, with economical difficulties, but at the end, I think he's in a very happy position to see at the end that things are going to the right direction and that now Ellinikon is growing for the ones of us that we drive the Posidonos Avenue along the coastline of Athens. We see tens of cranes, which is an impressive view for Greece. And I believe that it's time to invite Odysseas Athanasiou, who can give us much more details on the project, on the progress of the project, his vision, and when what we expect in the near future. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your nice words. Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to be here, apparently, in this amazing city at this time of the year. But I'm also equally honored to present to you an audience that represents not only the dynamism of the Greek-American community, at least to a large percentage of you who are here, but also the endurance of the Greek spirit over many generations. Apart from this, I'm excited to present this monumental project, Ellinikon. And the reason is monumental is not only its size. I remind you that it is two times the size of Central Park, three times the size of Monaco, if you will. But it also combines world-class architectural landmarks, the largest in the world coastal park, residential developments in a walking distance from the sea, and, again, developments, facilities of culture and recreation that could stand anywhere globally and be at the top. However, this is not only a real estate project. It's a source of pride, I think, for all of Greeks and Greek Americans apparently here, because it shows, I believe, to the world what Greece can do when we dream big. And we started dreaming big in an era that everything was against us. And probably this fed our passion for the project. In an era that everybody was talking about Brexit, everybody was looking down in Greece, we thought we can put Greece on the map for all the right reasons this time. And we managed to do this, and Petros talked about our majority shareholders, Piros Latis, who believed in this project, who believed in our team very much, and that's why we're here. We are now in a fast pace of execution. We have passed at this stage, took many years to overcome many obstacles, but we are here today. And apart from pride and all these things that I told you, it's also, in my opinion, a great opportunity for an investment. I know that the Greek diaspora was behind Greece in times of need, but now we are living in an era of growth and optimism, and I cannot see any better opportunities in Greece for capital, for foreign capital to be employed. Let me show you why in the presentation that, that will follow. First of all, I think it's better than seeing myself to see the presentation, right? Lambda is a company that was founded in the beginning of this century in 2001 and is listed in the Athens Stock Exchange. However, it was at the end of 2005 that the first two malls in Greece were completed, and now it is a company that has two, I would say, distinct pillars. One is the investment assets, the malls and the marinas, and they are doing exceptionally well. I'll tell you in the next slides about the malls and the marinas. And the other pillar is Ellinikon, a 10 billion euros investment, the biggest urban regeneration project in Europe. Now, if we talk about the malls, we have a diversified portfolio of four malls now. Actually, because of high barriers to entry in Greece, they are not big plots, there is not easy permitting, so you don't have the possibility to do more malls in Greece. And we have the Mall of Athens, which is the largest mall in Greece. Metania Cosmos is the largest in North Greece and the only one in North Greece. Then Golden Hall, which was prized as the best European shopping center when it was created, when it was developed. And then Designer Outlet Athens, which we bought from MacArthur Glen. All these combine a portfolio that's very diversified. And at the same time, I know that many of you who live in the States know about malls shutting down, knowing about physical retail suffering. This is different. You know, there's a book that says this time is different, and it's never different because every bubble has, you know, a time that it bursts. But in our case, we have, if I go back, these malls, these four malls, the operational malls, the button doesn't work backward, but that's okay, you remember the malls, we're having a record profitability over the last 7 years. After 2013, every year was a new record, except for the COVID years, of course. And on top of this, now we're developing two new malls in Ellinikon. Ellinikon Mall is going to be the largest in Greece, about 1.5 times the size of the Mall of Athens. And then Riviera Galleria, which is going to be in the Marina of Agios Kosmas, and is going to include all the top brands, either in the fashion area or in the F&B area. And here is one more reason why I said it is different in Greece. Here is a benchmark that is used commonly to judge if an area is crowded with malls or not. This is how many square meters of malls exist per 1,000 people. So you can see Norway is on the top, and you see Greece is at the bottom. And I explained to you the reason. The reason is not enough large land plots, not permitting. So we're gaining market share. We have to be somewhere physically, and this is where we are. The marinas are doing very well. Actually, the two marinas, Athens Riviera, which is in Flisvos, for those of you who know Athens, and Agios Kosmas, that is in Ellinikon, both combined represent one-third of the total revenues of the marinas in Greece. Recently, we acquired a site that we're going to develop another marina, a third marina. It is in the Ionian Sea. It's the Corfu marina that you see there. They can serve long yachts. You know that the trend is towards yachts that are longer than 25 meters. Actually, many of them are 50, 60, up to 80 meters. Our marinas can serve this segment of the market. Now, Ellinikon. I started the presentation with Ellinikon. Apparently, it is the biggest dream for us. And the good thing is that it has passed to the stage of execution. You see, Ellinikon, it has some inherent characteristics. The size is huge. As I said, 2 times the size of Central Park. It is in front of a coastline that is close to 4 kilometers, out of which one-third is going to be a sandy beach. You see there. We have the weather. This is another privilege. It's an inherent characteristic. There was infrastructure even before us because of the Olympic Games taking place there, and because apparently it was the old airport of Athens, so there was already some infrastructure, including metro, including some other places. The location is very good for us. Not only we're only 10 minutes by metro from the center of Athens, again, this is a European capital, right? It's not a resort kind of area, and it's only half an hour or less from the port of Piraeus, also from a couple other ports in Athens, which is Rafina and Lavrio, who are also close, and about half an hour from the airport of Athens. So the location is central. You can go by port, you can go by airport. And the master plan, on top of these inherent characteristics that I talked about before, is, we believe, unique. We call it zip code paradise. And the reason is that it combines nature, it combines weather, and then again, a master plan that includes anything from residential, a place where you can work, places where you can shop, world-class quality, the park that is going to be one-third of Ellinikon. It has sports facilities, hotels, educational venues in the form of universities, in the form of schools that have international curriculum, so foreign people who will buy a residence there can send their kids there. It has everything. It is a paradigm 15-minute city, which means you can go anywhere, either walking or biking, within 15-minute city. You can leave your home, go to work, go to enjoy yourself, and so forth. This is the first residential developments that we brought to the market. It is on the coastline. All of them, about 300 units, are sold. One is the Riviera Tower. The architect is Foster. It is on the water. It has 170 apartments, and it is 200 meters high. Then we have some villas on the other end of the coastline, the condominiums behind the villas. And then after this, we brought to the market another almost 500 residential developments in different areas of Ellinikon. Whatever we bring to the market so far has been either sold out or reserved. The next wave of residential developments we're going to bring to the market are going to be another approximately 700 units. On top of the 700 units we have already sold. Another good thing for Ellinikon, if we pass now slowly to the investment side that I talked before, is that we have sold some land plots. Apparently, we want to accelerate development, so by selling to third parties, they can do their execution part. At the same time, it's helpful for our cash flows for our cash flow management. Whatever we have sold so far is 3 to 4 times the book value. We'll talk about it in a bit. But again, this has allowed us to have, to the best of my knowledge, it is one of the few cases, if not the only one, that for a project of this scale, It is a self-funded project. We haven't gotten even 1 euro of loans, although we would like to cooperate with the Greek banks that believed in us at the beginning. However, we haven't used the money yet, and I don't think we're going to use the money for the part of Ellinikon apart from the malls. The best thing is that all these that used to be a plan that faced obstacles in the shape of permitting, in terms of funding, in terms of bringing international architects to Greece, in terms of many of the things you have heard, it has come to not only to fruition, but to a fast execution mode. You will see why now in the video that is gonna follow. It will show the progress of construction. This is how Ellinikon is going to look at the end of 28. This is phase one. And I can tell you that we breathe and live to make this place going live in 27. And our dream is to even have some residents moving in at Christmas of 26 and some of the sports facilities also being there at the end of 26. And again, 27 is the dream year for us. In a very, very challenging construction market, we're doing our best and we're going to make it. Ellinikon is going to have its full coastline developed and all the area that is going to include the sports facilities and the park and everything that you see in orange and blue by the end of 28, actually most of it by the end of 27. Now, I talked about pride vision, the largest real estate project in Europe. But more than this, I think this is one of the best opportunities to invest in Greece. Why so? When we started in 2020, Lambda Development had a market cap, or a book value, I should say, of 1.2 billion euros, 6.5 euros per share. Now we trade at about 7 something per share, but we are grossly undervalued. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this, first of all, for a concrete reason. Don't look at the slide for one moment. I will just tell you this. In the summer of 24, just 4 months ago, we sold about 80,000 square meters of residential plots, residential land plots, to some investors. We did tenders. One of the buyers, one of the investors was Mr. George Prokopiou. He's one of the biggest real estate investors, apart from being one of the biggest owners, one of the biggest real investors in Greece and in the south suburbs. And they paid for every square meter of the land plots 2,300 euros. Our book value is 650 euros. So we sell at this stage of the development, while it's still, you know, a construction site, we sell at 3-4 times the book value. And this value that we have in our books is 8 euros per share. If we put this value that I, for the residential land plots that I talked to you about, for all the residentials, the value of Lambda is 17 euros per share, just to see the magnitude of the opportunity. And it's not only this, it's not only the residential. The malls are doing spectacularly well. I told you that we're doing a record profitability year every year since 2013. We're developing 2 new malls in an area that there is no shopping mall in Athens, the Athenian Riviera. I talked about the residential, I talked about the landlords, the marinas are doing well. We have been penalized by the fact that real estate companies were not rewarded by the stock markets, as you know, all over the world. But this is an exceptional opportunity. And look, apart from what I told you before, that if we gave a value to Lambda that corresponds to the pricing we recently sold the land plots, for every 1,000 euro higher price per square meter, we're talking about another 5 euros per share on top of the 17. And the sensitivity is not just a number, it is reality. Because imagine now that 2-3 years down the road, this place is going to be habitable, it's going to be live, and it's one of the best places to live in the world. And the pricing is very low compared to what's happening in many other European cities and apparently in the United States. And at the same time, we're building a company that started from scratch in 2020, 2021. We had 180 people. Now we're 780 people. And we're building, we have gotten not only quantity, but quality. The people we have in Lambda is of the highest caliber. These people are building experience. They are building a culture. And imagine how this company is going to be 2, 3, 4 years from now. They can undertake any project in Greece and many other projects in Europe or in the Western Hemisphere. And apart from this, we are going to create a facility and property management company to serve all the residents of Elliniko, all the visitors of Elliniko, and then expand outside Elliniko. There is not such a company in Greece that is providing services to people like you're used to in the United States. That's why we think it is a very big opportunity, and that's why I talked probably more than my time in this presentation. I want to thank you so much for your patience and for being here. Thank you.
So we have just 6 minutes, so we better go fast. Yeah. Ah, okay. All right. So you started at the beginning with how the project started from the inception and the first stages until you made it roll. So at the beginning, there were many naysayers and many skeptics. Now, after all this experience, what would you tell them?
First of all, I think naysayers is a favorite pastime.
Nell.
Okay. Now it's better. Okay. I'm saying that naysayers is a favorite pastime in Greece, I believe. But I'll tell you, to a great extent, this was reasonable. Because Greece was bankrupt when we got Elliniko. Then we know how permitting and the Greek bureaucracy is working in Greece. And it took many years until we really got the land. I remind you that we were the preferred bidder in 2014 and we got the land in 2021. So doubt was very reasonable. Also, there were doubts about Lambda being able to execute or not. Also reasonable. As I said, we were 180 people. At the same time, all this naysaying provided us with more passion and more appetite to do this. And now we're just happy. So keep on doubting. Yeah. Give us passion.
And the experience throughout this period, how do you see the Greek administration evolving through this project? Because we know very well that the decisions of the Supreme Administrative Court and other administrative decisions that have been taken for Ellinikon now apply to other projects and make their lives much more easy.
Yeah. Let me say this. First of all, I said before a couple of times that as a team in Lambda, we're very passionate. We have the majority shareholder who believe in this very much. You cannot do a project like this without having this passion and believing in this. So coming to the Greek administration, after 2019 especially, we had an administration that believed very much in this project. So there were numerous people who pushed as much as they could to move a project of this scale and this complexity forward. This was a good thing. And at the same time, I think it's good for Greece for two reasons. One, it shows to the foreign world that Greece is moving forward regarding complex projects like this. And I'll give you an example. By doing high-rise towers, you release an area that is free as a
free space,
free open space and green space. This is good for the environment. However, this was a taboo for Greece. And I think slowly we're moving ahead.
Okay, now let's go to... Let's do a multiple choice a test. Okay.
I prefer this to the essays since I was...
I know. So, I read the report with regards to the prices, the median prices of real estate transactions in 2024 around Europe. Probably you know very well the numbers. You remember which is the city which is the most costly, let's say, in the per square meter in the transactions the last year?
Easy. This is like I have a cheat sheet. It's Monaco, apparently, the highest pricing for many reasons. It's not only the location. I think our location is probably even more attractive. But because, as you know, of tax and safety reasons, Monaco is ranking high. Hong Kong and other places are high up. But if you take them out, the square meter there goes for 70,000 to 100,000 euros per square meter in Monaco, and very high for Hong Kong. But also in Europe, in Switzerland, in the UK, in many places, the pricing is higher than Ellinikon.
Yeah.
Although Ellinikon is...
Zurich, the average real estate price per square meter, 18. The median... is 17,284 euros per square meter.
Yeah. And you know, London... And
yeah, London, Paris, yeah. Amsterdam, and so forth. If we go to the to our region, what are the prices? What is the most costly, let's say, capital? Nicosia, Budapest, Vilnius, Riga, or Athens?
I would say Nicosia.
Then, the second?
Probably Athens.
No.
Budapest.
Athens is the last one.
Is it?
Athens is cheaper than Vilnius, Riga, Malta, and other parts of Europe. And this goes, of course, pari passu with the prices in high-end real estate. So do you see, because you spoke before about the opportunity, do you see opportunities in Greek real estate and especially in Hellenikon project?
Definitely, yes. I think that Greece is a prime example of a country that has been mismanaged in many areas. Now we start to take advantage of many inherent characteristics that the country has. One of them is real estate, being in such a beautiful place. It's not only the beauty of the nature or the weather, it's also safety. It's also friendliness of people. It's also, for example, if we talk about Ellinikon, the first in the world smart city built from scratch. Many other cities try to adjust and improve, and like Amsterdam, like Copenhagen, like Singapore, we have the opportunity to do. And this thing has pulled upwards all the south suburbs. And apart from this, apart from Ellinikon, there are many brands that came to Greece, Four Seasons, One and Only. All these brands add to the product that we can offer to a very good clientele. So, opportunity is there.
So, the one opportunity, let's say, is the appreciation of the value of the real estate. as we start from a low, let's say, level, starting point. The second is the stock. You made a very analytical presentation of the stock price. Can you please tell us and explain? Because until now, you have done a lot of transaction. It's not in theory, but you have sold 700 properties. Is it correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And land plots, as I said before.
And plots. Okay. The plots and the value of the real estate that you sold in relation to the book value, what is it? Is the same?
It is three higher, times.
It's lower.
Yeah, it is 2.5 times the book value. That's where
2.5 times the book value.
The book value. That's where,
and you trade?
And we trade a discount to the book so, value of
so you trade at discount of the book value and you sold at 2.5 times
three
above
times.
3 times above book value.
Exactly.
Okay. And what is the reason why the price is stuck at 7? 7.10, 7.30, 7.40, 7.10.
Right, right. I think there is a number of reasons that if I could put a punchline of three things, I would say, first of all, globally, real estate stocks were penalized by the rise in interest rates of the previous years, the rise in the commodity prices because of the supply chain problems. All this penalized real estate firms around the world. So, Ellinikon was a part of this. At the same time, to do a project of this magnitude cost had included many doubts.
Yeah.
Can they execute? Can they do this? Can they start? Now, though, I told you, as I said before, not only, and as you said, we're selling residentials, people see the execution of the residential, and we're selling land plots that have no execution. If you sell land plot, execution is passing to the buyer at 3-4 times the buyer. So, to me, it's a matter of time until these two, as it always happens in the stock markets, until the two converge. It cannot be. It's arbitrage.
My last question, because we are run out of time. So, as we all understand, Greek market is a small market. Unless we manage to attract investors from abroad or buyers from abroad, we will not manage to do anything. Okay. What is the, let's say, the indications that you already have with regards to the interest from foreign buyers or buyers of Greek descent or Greek origin who live abroad?
Right. First of all, there is a similarity between the previous question of the delay in the stock price catching up with the real value of the company and the number of foreign buyers that bought apartments. I'll tell you this, when we started selling about 2 years ago, the majority of the buyers were Greeks. Why? Because we didn't go abroad to spend money, because I thought that if we spend money abroad advertising something that you cannot see anything over the ground for a project like this happening in a country that had gone bankrupt some years ago, probably you would waste your money. Now we start our international campaign, and I'll tell you how the numbers have changed. Mm-hmm. In the first product that we sold, 90% of the buyers were Greeks, either Greeks living in Greece or some of them of the Greek diaspora. Now 40% of the buyers in Little Athens, in the last, that is, 350 apartments we have sold, are foreigners, either from the East, Lebanese, Israelis, Egyptian, or from Europe. And now, recently, our commercial team visited the States, went to Miami, Chicago, New York. We went to Monaco, and this is where we start seeing this 40%. I think this is going to grow exponentially.
Do you believe that the tax initiatives that have been given by the government to foreigners moving as non-domers to Greece will create a new influx of foreigners buying properties in the country and high-end properties in Ellinikon?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of communication. Before I said that the country has been mismanaged its resources, and this is a very good example of how now we're doing the opposite, because the opportunities, probably you know this, I know you're an expert in these things, the opportunities that are tax-wise, that are offered tax-wise to foreign people, either pensioners or high-income or high-net-worth individuals, are everywhere. We have one of the best, I think, offerings in the tax environment. It's only to communicate and for people to understand what they're going to save by investing
by
in Greece,
the best
by living in Greece.
Yeah. And last question now. This is the last. What is the social, footprint or the social impact of this investment, not only for the high-end buyers, but for the community, the overall community in Greece?
This will be
a gated community. This will be... unaccessible to people, normal people from around, or it will be an open.
Yeah, yeah. Quite the opposite. We're going to have, as we said, the largest coastal park in the world, and everybody can visit it. We're going to have the coastline open, so many open areas. About 60% of Hellinikon area is going to be open areas and park. And actually, you know, when we got the Hellinikon in 2014, I remember people, when we ran surveys on how people feel about the Hellinikon being a private investment, there was a lot of doubt and skepticism. And now people are asking when it's going to be ready, because they start realizing what is the truth. And the truth is, this is zip code paradise for everybody, not for us all.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Mr. Ahansu. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.